this Mass opened with a procession, and as such it opened with an entrance, a different kind of entering the church. So we walk into the church, we enter this space, but with that we enter a time, a very different time, a holy time, a holy week. And as we enter this space and then we enter this time, ultimately we are invited to enter into the heart of Christ. That is invitation for Holy Week, to in some way try to enter there, into the divine and human heart of Jesus. And as much as we can, this is a mystery, to enter into his own experience, not only our experience, which is valid and important, not only what we want, but what he wants, what he went through and what he is going through right now as we renew these mysteries. And a first step to try to enter into the experience of Christ is simply to pay attention. We know we can be here, but really be somewhere else with our mind or heart. But if we are truly here, if we are present, and if we pay attention and listen and see, we will be able to enter into the heart of Christ, into his own experience. Today, we heard very different things. At the beginning of this Mass, we heard joyful things, joyful chants, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes. And those words, those chants, were honest, imperfect. One wonders what was going on in the heart of Christ when he was entering Jerusalem, knowing perfectly what was going to happen and encountering this group of people who were joyful, who were praising God. Did he experience any kind of comfort and consolation? What we heard later at this Mass is quite different. We were able to hear the prayer of Jesus, what came directly from his heart to the heart of his Father. Prayers that are beautiful and yet very painful to hear if we pay attention. Jesus saying those mysterious words that we repeated. Why have you abandoned me? Jesus begging in his prayer, Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. And again, as we try to enter into the experience of Jesus, it is very clear that in his human heart, he did not want to go through that terrible suffering. And yet, in the midst of his anguish, sweating blood out of pure anguish and prayer, because he knew that it was his Father's will, he freely chose that as well. So we need to truly listen and then consider what we listen and so enter into the experience of Christ. We've had today a glimpse of the joy of his victory, very humble, very brief. And then we've also had a first taste of his own sorrow, of his suffering. As we are right now, at the threshold of this very special and unique week, we really need to ask ourselves if we will remain with him. For one thing is very clear. We cannot be indifferent. It would be better, and I mean this, if right now, in all honesty, we said, you know what? I have too many things, or I have too many problems. I don't want to care. I'm not going to. I'm not paying attention at all. That would be better than a mediocre way, a half-hearted way, an indifferent, ultimately, way of maybe coming to some things, but really in the end not caring. We cannot remain untouched after what we are going to experience. There is no room for a superficial Holy Week. There is no room this week for selfish distractions. To put it very simply, Holy Week, this week, has to be a different week. It cannot be more or less the same, maybe with an extra ceremony here or there. It has to be a different week. A week of more prayer, much more. A week for more sacrifice. A week for more reverence. If a friend we truly love, meaning someone for whom we actually care, if that friend was going right now through a very difficult time, we will be there for that friend. We will not even start looking at our calendar to see if we have time, if there is something else to do, if we're tired. That's not even a thought when someone for whom we care, if we care, needs us. We will be there, no matter what it takes. And so the question is, will we be there for our beloved Jesus? So hopefully, with God's grace, we can all make a choice right now. And our choice is very simple. What Jesus expects for us this week is very simple. It is just to be good friends and to accompany him in his passion. We can make that choice. It is not a mysterious, hard to understand thing to do. It is not reading something that we will not understand or doing practices that are impossible. It is about being good friends. It is about accompanying Christ. We do this mainly by our participation in all the liturgies, the ceremonies of the Paschal Triduum, to not only attend, but to be present. We do this by praying more at home, more than any other week in the year. We do this by avoiding unnecessary distractions, diversions. We do this by showing him some extra acts of love. That's what he expects. Some, at least some, good friends. It is beautiful. In the middle of today's Passion that we read, Jesus said to his friends these wonderful words, "It is you who have stood by me in my trials." And wouldn't it be wonderful if we actually try this week to make extra efforts to be there with him and for him, to hear these words again, but now coming from the victorious risen Christ, Jesus saying to us after this week of love and friendship and commitment, "It is you," maybe not everyone, but "it is you who have stood by me in my trials." That's invitation. So let us be good friends, and let us stand by him this week.